Welcome to episode 46 of Motivated AF with Katie Forbis. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Katie Forbis. And on this episode, it is time for another Workout Wednesday. The Workout Wednesdays episodes are when I recommend workout music that inspires and motivates me, and then I add those songs to a playlist on Spotify that you can follow called Motivated AF Music Workout Wednesdays. Just search that and you'll be able to find it. After this episode, the playlist will officially have 100 workout songs on it. If you have been a frequent listener to these episodes, you already know that I play with the format sometimes. Some episodes have more motivational messages, some are just me introducing or talking about the songs, and many of the Workout Wednesdays episodes are somewhere in between. This week, I started working on a Workout Wednesdays episode, and it kind of turned into a Motivated AF Monday type episode. So this episode is going to be a true mashup of those two. It's going to be part Motivated AF Mondays and part Workout Wednesdays. So if you've been kind of wondering what that would be like, this is what that's going to be like. I am super excited about the motivational message I want to share with you today, and I will be breaking it up periodically to introduce a song for the workout playlist. And I hope it motivates you and impacts your week in a positive way. And on that note, let's get started with the first song, which is Warm Up by NF.
Yeah, I'm the type to rent a hotel room just to feel at home. I'm the type to rent a hotel room just to be alone. Yeah. I got an issue with people pretending they like what they don't. Please don't bring up my issues unless you gon' deal with your own. Please don't try to pretend like you keep it real though. Yeah, it's funny that you got a lot of money, but that money doesn't buy you skills though. I don't care if I am on the billboards, on the killing spree, I'm about to kill more. Got a chain on, you pay the mill for. I mean, what you people even live for? I'll write raps, you steal yours and more. We's getting warmed up. Yeah, I said I was coming, I warned ya. So close to the fans, I feel like they're riding my tour. But you wanna know what I do in my downtime? They come to my fortress. I apologize for all the corpses. It's a mess right now, but I haven't had time to put the rappers in the coffins. We ain't talked in like 6 years, why you writing me now? I just turned 100K down just to keep the brand looking right now. I ain't bragging about the money, I'm just saying I ain't controlled by the bank account or the bank amounts. I'm a businessman, but don't touch my money, I don't play around. Lights out when the mic's out, but they hit the West Coast, hype crowds. I just put a record out, what you think I'm about to pipe down? Nah, I've been looking for a beat, look what I found. Woo! I mean, everything is coming out of my mouth. Try to tell me, yeah, I ain't had a right sound. Oh, yeah, well, tell me what you think now. Records in the bag, I ain't done no. What's coming next year? Let me hear the drum roll. Don't flow. Anybody wanna be the one to make an issue out of nothing? I'ma hit you with my iPhone. I know, I'm a little out of hand now. I ain't looking for a handout. You ain't like what I was doing last year, which is funny, cause you're looking like a fan now. Are you a fan now?
If it somehow wasn't obvious yet, I am a big believer in surrounding yourself with positivity. Positive people, positive books, positive social accounts, and positive music. I would ask if you've ever felt drained, but that's a stupid question. Of course you have. Obviously, so have I. One thing I've noticed is that when I'm feeling that way, I am usually not consuming enough positive content or positive messages in my life. I go through periods where I do, but just like you, I get busy and things fall to the side. Why is it that the first things we drop when stuff gets crazy are the things that nourish us the most? Exercise, positive messages, sleep, the things we personally need to get through life? Nah, let me just stop doing those things because I'm too busy. Hey, I do it too. And like a lot of my bad decisions, saying it out loud sounds ridiculous and painfully obvious that it's a bad decision. It's foolish to think that what needs to be cut from my life when things get tough is taking care of myself mentally and physically. But I still do this sometimes. Maybe you're feeling discouraged or drained today. Maybe you're wondering if you should just skip that workout, go home, and open the wine instead. If that's what you need to be nourished, hey, do it and don't waste time feeling guilty about it. But if that's what you are doing to avoid what you know you truly need and will nourish you more, get your fucking ass to the gym. Only you can decide what your motive is. This is Defy Limitations by Slizzy McGuire.
Yo, sorry, not sorry. Time to get gnarly. 10 feet tall, bring on in the army. Remember the drive, remember the name. Came from the south.
boy, better man up. You can't see that I'm mine within. Everybody got opinions when you trying to win. They just sheep in the lion's den. We get loud, it's the king. Tell me who gon' defy me now. Push yourself, prove yourself, express yourself, defy limitations. Push yourself, prove yourself, express yourself, defy limitations. Push yourself harder, prove yourself better, express yourself loud, defy limitations. Push yourself harder, prove yourself better, express yourself loud, defy limitations. Push yourself, push yourself, push yourself, push yourself.
Taking a break is absolutely okay, but it's important to take a break from the right things, not just whatever feels easiest to drop from your life. Most likely, it'd be better for you to take a break from that friend that drains you with their negativity, or from talking shit to yourself, or maybe take a break from that obligation you hate that somebody keeps guilting you into, take a break from thinking you need to handle every single thing alone, take a break from trying to be the perfect parent, and remind yourself that you love your kids and that that's what they need more than anything else anyway. Stop taking breaks from taking care of yourself physically, mentally, or spiritually. Drop something that's draining you this week that doesn't nourish you. Don't drop it because it's hard. Drop it because it's not good for you. Drop it because you deserve fucking better. Take a break from it because you deserve peace. Set yourself up for success by canceling the shit that brings you zero joy and doesn't move you forward in life. Cancel the self-hatred, cancel the guilt, cancel the motherfucking verbal abuse, and don't take it from yourself or anyone else. This is My Grave by Ryan Caraveo.
Talk is cheap. If I was you, I'd move my legs and lock my beak. Work, you decide what you want to be worth. Had to learn how to put me first. CEOs don't want to be clerks. What you put in, probably what you deserve. When I leave Earth, I finally get sleep. I don't waste no time counting up sheep. On account of this shit, I still haven't reached. Gotta run off the leash. Cause if all my life I wait for something to work, I'll probably be better off late and under the dirt. Put that on my grave.
Put that on my grave.
Put that on my grave. Put that on my grave. Put that on my grave. Put that on my grave. Put that on my grave. Put that on my grave. Put that on my grave. My tomb. My grave. My tomb. Put that on my grave. My tomb. My grave. My tomb. Put that on my grave.
My grave. Put that on my grave.
Put that on my grave.
My grave. Put.
Gotta learn to do for self instead of waiting to get done. Where you end up is contingent on the way that you begun. From the jump off the rip, are you a ripple or a wave? Do you break the rules with purpose or do you just misbehave? Is it phase or forever? I guess only time can tell. If the company don't come for me, I'm rolling by myself. Got complete faith in the vision, I don't need the validation. I could care less about your words, I'm more concerned with how you say him. Cause if all my life I wait for something to work, I'll probably be better off late and under the dirt. Put that on my grave.
My grave. Put that on my grave.
Put that on my grave.
Surround yourself with positive messages and vibes this week. Follow more accounts that make you smile or remind you that you've got this, and unfollow or unmute accounts online that do nothing but make you feel bad every time you see something they post. You don't owe them shit. If it is bad for your mental state right now, give yourself permission to step away or remove it, at least temporarily, from your timeline and or from your life. We have to allow ourselves to feel happy before we can actually be happy. I know it's hard. I know there have been plenty of times where I felt guilty if I didn't read every sad or terrible news story, or if I was in a good place when other things around me were falling apart. Here's the fucking truth. If you and I wait for people around us and around the world to be happy, or for everything to go right before we decide we can be happy, we will never be fucking happy. Because there's no version of life where everything and everyone around us is happy. Next time you feel guilty or like you don't deserve happiness, I want you to say this to yourself. I can be empathetic and happy at the same time. Or I can be empathetic and feel peace at the same time. Because it's true. Happiness isn't something that's rude or wrong to feel, and neither is peace. And if somebody makes you feel like it is, you may need to turn the volume down on them for a while. We decide who we let in. We decide what messages we let get in our heads. And we decide what we focus on, and what we focus on will grow. You may have heard this on another episode, but I haven't added it to the workout playlist yet, and it definitely deserves to be in there. This is Crime by The Siege.
Common sense, welcome to the apocalypse. Bitch, I'm one of the horsemen. I don't need your endorsement. I don't need reinforcement. Giving you your last warning, cause I'm at my prime. Yeah. I'm at my prime. Whoa. Have I gone too far? Do you detect something different? If you look inside my head, would you say something's missing? If you could give all your riches just to say the word, would you risk it? These politicians so old, can't tell if the dead where they living. Better ask Kathy Griffin, you know I like to raise stakes. We was always taught to hit the gas, we ain't even know they made brakes. We control our own fate, watching dreams take shape. Try to keep us out, we gon' freak out, turn this bitch to water cake. I don't need your mandate, don't need you to elevate. I'm about to detonate, cause I'm at my prime. Yeah. I'm at my prime, said I'm at my prime. We at our prime. Hey, hey, we at our prime. Yeah.
As I was just saying, what you focus on will grow. And that is true whether you are focusing on the bad or you are focusing on the good. So I want to encourage you this week to get back to taking care of yourself in the ways that produce the best version of you. I'm going to say that again. I want to encourage you this week to get back to taking care of yourself in the ways that produce the best version of you. And sidebar, that's how you are most helpful to those you love and society as a whole anyway. And if you listen to nothing else I say in this entire episode, please hear this right now. Stop trying to shove all of your energy into spaces where your energy clearly doesn't fit or isn't supposed to go, and instead put that energy back into taking care of yourself. We are human, and our mental energy is not limitless. So it is massively important that we use it properly if we're ever going to find contentment or happiness. Aside from a few exceptions like emergencies and illness, if you feel drained constantly, your mental energy is being misused. Ask yourself where you are trying to shove that energy and force a fit. Heads up, if you are shoving that energy into a person and trying to fix the unfixable or change a person, you are most definitely misusing it. Believe me, I know. Whatever the thing is, you're smart enough to know where you're misusing your energy, but I want to know, do you respect yourself enough to make a change? Another question I want you to ask yourself this week when something is crushing your drive or happiness is the following. Is this where I should be putting my mental energy? Is this beneficial or truly helpful to anyone? 9 times out of 10, it isn't. Then I want you to make a conscious effort to redirect that energy into something that is good for your mental state and your mental health. And if you need some sort of jolt to switch gears, read, watch, or listen to something that is positive. Protect your energy, and for once, try saving yourself first. You owe it to yourself, the people you love, and to the fucking world. This is Live Your Life by T.I. featuring Rihanna.
I got love for the game, but hey, I'm not in love with all of it. Could do without the fame, and rappers nowadays are comedy. The hooting and the hollering, back and forth with the arguing. Where you from, who you know, what you making, what kind of car you in. Seems as though you lost sight of what's important when depositing them checks into your bank account and you up out of poverty. Your values is in disarray, prioritizing horribly. Unhappy with the riches cause you're piss poor morally. Ignoring all prior advice and forewarning, and we mighty full of ourselves all of a sudden, aren't we?
Guys, I have got one more song. Thanks so much for listening. If you would like to contact me for any reason, you can do so by emailing podcast@katieforbis.com or finding me on Twitter or Instagram, where my handle is @katieforbis. I hope that you heard something that will help you feel a little less mentally, emotionally, or physically drained this week. Remember that forcing your energy into a space it doesn't fit will always drain you. Redirect and refocus. Ask yourself what is best for your well-being in that moment and respect yourself enough to let your energy go there instead. It will take practice, especially if you have conditioned yourself to always put what is best for your well-being last. Practice, 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 practice. Hey, Allen Iverson may have not needed it, but I'm pretty sure the rest of us do. This last song is a workout playlist requirement and should need no further introduction, and it just happens to be number 100 on the Motivated AF Music Workout Wednesdays playlist. I got one more question. Are you motivated as fuck yet? Turn it the fuck up.
I'm the voice inside your head.